I'm speaking with State Representative Joe Don McGaugh of the 39th District. He's unopposed in the primary on the Republican ticket, but still there are issues he wishes to be heard on. And one of the things, Representative McGaugh, first off, thank you for your time. A big issue here are constitutional amendments. One of the electioneers with the most amendments I've ever seen. But, you know, right to farm, Amendment 1, I think that's pretty much solid in this state as far as people that support it. It's probably going to pass. And one that probably is going to pass, too, but we could see some opposition, especially in the larger voting districts. It's Amendment 5, enshrining the right to bear arms in our Constitution and make it unalienable. If you can, Representative McGaugh, why should people vote in favor of Constitutional Amendment number 5?
Mike, I think you hit the nail on the head. Basically, what we're trying to do is mirror the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution in that the right to bear arms would be an unalienable right. Right now in the Missouri State Constitution, it's not considered an unalienable right, a God-given right. Therefore, the scrutiny that's given any law that would restrict gun ownership through the courts is at a different level than a strict scrutiny basis, which is practiced on the federal level. So basically this would take the level of scrutiny for laws that limit gun ownership or the right to bear arms to basically the government would have to prove that they have a compelling governmental interest in restricting gun ownership rather than just an important governmental interest. So it kicks it up a notch as far as protecting our rights, and because of that, I would ask folks to support the amendment.
Now, does it change language? Does it amend language, or is this a new paragraph, a new subsection that will be amended?
Right. What we're doing is we're basically just adding the unalienable portion to the current status of the Constitution.
So a very small change, really.
It's a small change, but in the scheme of things and how the court interprets laws that would restrict gun ownership and gun rights, it would make a pretty big difference.
What would happen, Representative McGaugh, if it doesn't pass? What are the risk factors for Missouri gun owners?
I think the risk for Missouri gun owners, our rights will not be impeded any less if it does not pass. However, if it does pass, it will strengthen the ability of law-abiding citizens to own and use firearms legally in the state of Missouri.
Now, opposition people are going to be arguing against that, saying it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary amendment. As you said, it's already enshrined. But what would you say to the opposition, that the pro-gun control lobby?
You know, that's a great question. I know a lot of times it doesn't really matter what you tell them. They have their beliefs and we have ours. But I think there's a reason why the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution is the right to bear arms, because it is a God-given right to protect yourself and your family, and I think that it should be a compelling governmental interest for them to limit gun ownership. So that's basically what we're trying to mirror federal law in the state of Missouri. So anytime we can strengthen our right for law-abiding citizens to have firearms, to use those firearms to protect themselves and their families, I'm going to support that.
Well, Representative McGaugh, we appreciate your time and also speaking out on this. And if there's anything else you'd like to share with your constituents, please do.
We're a week away from the elections, and everybody's kind of pontificating that voter turnout will be slight at best. And that always kind of disappoints me, that we live in the freest country in the world and folks can't get out on election day and let their voices be heard, so to speak. So I'd encourage everybody to get out next week, educate yourself on the amendments and the people who are on the ballots locally, and get out and vote.